Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. Amen. And this is the Word Day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am excited about the Word. And I want you to understand that God has it all in control. So many of us are going through, amen, and not realizing that if we literally just trust in God and begin to believe that he can do everything but fail, then we'll begin to see the manifestation of his glory in your life. Thank you, Jesus. So I want you to understand, amen, God has it in control. I have a Bible, my thought for today, the verse is coming out of the book of Psalms, one of my favorite books. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to listen to that. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It says in the book of Psalms 121, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this day forth. Amen. Even forevermore. Thank you, Jesus. And I just praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because we need thoughts. Thoughts are to be meditated upon. Amen. And we need to meditate upon it daily. Amen. Because it strengthens us. Father, I thank you. And I praise and bless your holy name. I thank you for doing, amen, such a great and awesome work, amen, in the earth realm. I thank you, Lord God, because you are King of kings and Lord of lords, and I just want to lift you up and praise you as being my God and my Savior. How awesome you are, how infinite in your power and your wisdom, amen, one that can create the heavens and earth, amen, and everything will obey, amen. The only problem, hallelujah, that you have had, amen, is with the devil and with your people, but God, you able to bring your people out and deliver them and cause them to walk in an upright position so that they can do the will. So I thank you, God, because you are highly sovereign and you are highly intelligent. Nothing, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Lord God, I thank you because you have made us kingdom builders and royal priesthood and a holy nation. I thank you because, Lord God, you have made us the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. I thank you because, Lord God, you will get the glory out of our lives. I thank you, Lord God, for saving families, amen, children, amen, husbands and wives, and every dilemma that has came upon your people, God, you are able to deliver. Oh, what an awesome God I serve. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for keeping Jerusalem and keeping it in peace, amen, despite of what the enemy tried to do. I thank you, Lord God, for being sovereign over the United States and all the other nations, amen, and letting the devil know that your kingdom will come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, I bless you today. I praise your name today. I praise you for bringing me out of danger seen and unseen last night. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping my soul and my mind and my spirit intact with you. Amen. Nobody could do this but you, Jesus. So I give you glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to listen to this song, saints.
rock. Come on. He'll be your friend when you're friendless. He's a mother for the motherless.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will never fail you. He'll give you joy in the midst of your situations. Oh, I bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's chop it off. Joy!
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise his name. Thank you, Jesus.
Joy! Somebody's in church, but you've lost your joy. Singing on the choir, but you lost your joy. A deacon on the deacon, but you lost your joy. But I come back tonight to restore joy!
Jesus. I feel like I got the victory. I know I got the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the midst of my storms, God has given me joy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want you to listen to this before we go into the message. Thank you, Jesus.
Eternity is the longest word. But when you're lost, don't know Jesus. That's the saddest word. But one of these old days, don't step out of this body. I'm gonna put on a brand new body. I'm gonna reach over and grab my sister by the hand. You know what I'm gonna do? Then we'll go. Come on, son. Where am I? Catch a deal. Hey!
Somebody's waiting on you to die right now. Somebody's looking at you and wanting you to die, wanting you to quit your ministry, wanting you to tell your visions and dreams no more, wanting you to stop, amen, doing the will of the Lord. But God say, amen, be mindful that you're going from the pit to the palace. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This was in regard as the bottom, the lowest state sometime in your life, the lowest state, and you done did all you can do, and amen, and there is no seem like there's no answer, and seem like all hope is gone, amen, and your visions and dreams look like they won't come to pass, amen, and some Christians call the pit the hell. Amen, hell, amen, you've gone down to the lowest part, amen, and Satan seemed like he's just overtaking you. But I'm reminded today to tell you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The lowest state of life, amen, you can't get any worse than the pit, amen. But the pit, amen, amen, is the next step to the palace. Don't give up, amen, hallelujah, when you see yourself in a pit situation. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I give God the glory today. The pit was considered to some as walk, amen, as a walk, amen, in this life of failure. Thank you, Jesus, of rejection and despair. Hallelujah. The most important part of your walk with God is acceptance from the family. But, amen, getting the family to believe you, getting them to catch hold to your visions, amen, getting them to catch hold to your dreams is sometimes virtually impossible. Jacob loved, amen, Joseph, amen. Israel loved Joseph, amen, and he made him a coat of many colors. This was an outward manifestation of God's sovereignty. Amen. When he called, amen, Joseph forth, amen. You got to get that manifestation from God, amen. First God and then man as far as favor is concerned. The coat of many colors was a signet of favoritism from God first and then from Israel, his father. It was a way of God showing who was the next successor after Israel, hallelujah, and where the assignment would begin with Joseph, hallelujah. The coat of many colors represented the will of God concerning Father Abraham. When God told him that he would make him a father of many nations, that coat had many colors, and it represented all the nations, hallelujah. Oh, I praise God today, from the pit to the palace. Don't give up, saints. The coat of many colors showed the Israelite brothers their birthright doesn't start, amen, with the first one, amen, or the oldest one, most people would say. But it can go down even as far as the last one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even in the word of God, it says, amen, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. And the firstborn, amen, thank you, Jesus, was Reuben, but Reuben had committed a sin, hallelujah, by sleeping with one of Israel's concubines, so he did not fit the call, amen, to be that representative for God. He did not fit the call to walk in an assignment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God went down to the 11th son, the firstborn of Rachel, the only honor one can possess in having the birthright, amen, given to you is by God. Birthright is important in order to, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, establish bureaucracy, an administrative system that would benefit all concerned. You see, God is concerned. His will is to benefit all in concern. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As far as man's livelihood is concerned, as far as his will is concerned, that none would falter nor fail, and all would have a chance to, amen, to the tree of life. In this case, it was Joseph who would become the ambassador, amen, that would govern Egypt in to success, amen. Every time God appoints somebody into ministry to do his will, amen, the pit, amen, is is not the end, but it's the beginning, amen, in order for you to go to the palace. Thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor, amen, God allowed me to be put in the pit so that I can go to the next step, the palace. Thank you, Jesus. Every assignment from God will have a famine. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Ministers are called by God to restore back, amen, to God, amen, and his people hope, amen, for their lives and trust and believe in God, amen, so that he can keep, amen, a system, amen, that will not fail in the earth realm where people reside. Thank you, Jesus. Egypt and the surrounding nations, including Canaan, where Jacob lived, was headed for a famine. Hallelujah. Tell, amen, that one that's sitting on side of you, I'm in the pit, amen, but I'm getting ready to go to the palace. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. And the surrounding areas will have to obey the will of God, because, see, we are now, hallelujah, in a global recession. There's famine all over the land, just like it was in Jacob's time, just like it was when God called Joseph forth, amen, and God has set forth kingdom principles in order for Joseph to go to, amen, the next level, from the pit to the palace. Hallelujah. There is no failure in God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one of the things that his brother did, oh my God, Joseph was a dreamer. Hallelujah. And we must hear the mind of God. When God first called you on an assignment, he gives you instructions in visions and dreams. Dreams are a series of images that goes to the mind, creating a story that has most often place and will bring forth places and events in your life that will occur for purpose. Amen. The purpose of God that he has placed in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So Joseph dreamed his first dream and telling his brothers, and they hated him the more. Hallelujah. When you begin to dream, God has given you specific instructions, what he will cause in your life, from the pit to the palace. Don't despise small beginnings. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. And he has gotten the first. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Dream and the manifestation from God through the coat of many colors, and then the second come through the dreams. God will give you a manifestation, and this manifestation, and he'll continue to give you manifestation after manifestations concerning his will, so that you won't fail, from the pit to the palace. God's will must be done on earth as it is in heaven. The reason why he does this is because he has to do an impartation to you that will become a permanent fixture in your mind. Your mind must first conceive the will of God. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, let this mind be in you as it is also in Christ Jesus. You got to have the same mind of Christ in order to fulfill the dream. He had chosen him to do his will, and nothing was going to stop God's will concerning, amen, Joseph. Hallelujah. And nothing will stop God's will concerning you, but you must first believe. Thank you, Jesus. You see, as you, amen, first, amen, receive the commandments of God in your life, hallelujah, with the visions and dreams, hallelujah, then the dreams and the visions will become scarce. You won't dream as much about what God is saying. You won't hear as much about what God is saying. And during this time, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, God is seeing if you're going to walk in faith and hope and belief. Why? Because Satan has now understood that this person, you, amen, amen, Joseph in this case, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that God, hallelujah, will begin, hallelujah, to move upon the purpose. So Satan comes in to try to destroy the vision and dream, amen, and tear down the will of God. So Joseph told them how they were being
binding sheaves in the field. And lo, amen, a sheave arose. And all they stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood about. Hallelujah. And made obstinance to my sheave. This is a definite, hallelujah, commandment of God, that what he has said to you will surely come to pass. His brothers had asked him, shall you reign over us? That's the spirit of jealousy right there. Shall this indeed have dominion over us? That's a spirit, amen, that don't want you to reign or rule. But once God has called you forth on this assignment, you will not fail the Lord. So they hated him for his dreams. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, I hate to stop this here, but this is part one, and I will go into part two, hallelujah, on the next segment. God bless you and have a great day. Remember, nobody can stop, amen, your assignment. Thank you, Jesus. God bless.